Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Masobola Lawal. Today is Thursday, April 13th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is All Blessings Fulfilled in Christ. Our text taken from the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Pastor Chris says, in Exodus chapter 19 verse 5, God spoke to Moses and instructed him to tell the Israelites that if they would obey his voice, then they'd be his treasured possession, a priestly kingdom, and a holy nation. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my commandments, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. But thanks be unto God, the promise that was preconditioned on their obedience to God's commandment has been given to us and fulfilled in us in Christ. God ushered us into this by the new birth in Christ. Hallelujah! Hence, the Apostle Peter declares in his epistle, "For ye are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." In Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, observe the tenses used, "and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." He loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The sixth verse says, "He has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." No wonder the Spirit says through Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, "For all the promises of God in him," that is Christ, "are yea and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us." Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for granting me all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm delighted to know that I'm your treasured possession. Ordained to show forth your wonderful deeds and display your virtues and perfections. Thank you for making me your righteousness and the effulgence of your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. For further study, please read Romans chapter 6 verse 17 and Romans chapter 5 verses 18 and 19. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, "But thanks be unto God, the promise that was preconditioned on their obedience to God's commandment has been given to us and fulfilled in us in Christ." If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is BB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.